Commentator Baxter Black likes to keep track of his money. In fact, he's thought about trading his cowboy hat for a calculator and riding off into the wide open plains of risk assessment and cost analysis.
I always wanted to grow up and be an actuary. I watched actuary movies as a kid. My favorite actuary hero was Statistical Bob, actuary activist, with his amazing abacus, his finger flying down the tables, always racing against time, trying to beat the 10:15 coffee break or the 5 o'clock whistle. So you can imagine my delight when I read the latest survey of best jobs and worst jobs. Actuary was number two best, right after biologist. Well, I was pleased to see that we finished ahead of financial planners, computer systems analysts, and accountants. Granted, they are sedentary jobs, too, with little manual labor, good wages, and a low danger potential, all of which were positives in determining their place in the survey. I remember many of my grade school classmates who made heroes out of ruffians. It was self-validating to see their chosen occupations now ranked in the survey as worst jobs in the country. Which leads me to poor little Jake, my best friend. He didn't have a chance. He fell off his rocking horse at age two, and then he lost a tooth when he roped a chicken. I watched him work for his dad while we got the good jobs at McDonald's. Well, we both went off to college, and I thought he'd escape, but he went back home after graduation. That was a generation ago. Nowadays, I take my family and go back and see him every summer. His ranch is a beautiful place. The kids get to see the stars at night. Deer, eagles, snakes, they go fishing and ride horses. And we eat home-cooked meals every night. Actually eat breakfast. And we watch the sunset. And Jake tells stories. My kids realize this is not a real life. But I'm worried about Jenny, my oldest. She's already been bucked off once and is talking about spending all next summer at the ranch. Well, I'm trying to discourage her because I know better, and the survey vindicates my position. But something inside keeps niggling at my perfectly logical fatherly advice. It's not jealousy, I don't think.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.